Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Marasi Sheyichyo, and it should be Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther, Basir Shmuel, Maris Chana, Basir Gona, Maris Alta Chana, Basir Meir Zev, Lusum Ashur Ben Peshadina, Lischus Blumadali Bas Chana Dina, Lischus Rachel Bas Geula, Lischus Narigito Bas Rachel Esther, Lischus Maris Rachel Esther Bas Shmuel Yitzchak, Heim, B'chol Anil V'Maleim. Everybody should have Racha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yedeim. We're going to be discussing the Maaseh Tzitzis Lishma, based on the Torah of the great Gaon, Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, Be'el Povarsky. I always love learning his Torah. Amazing. The Rambam, in the first paragraph of Lichot Tzitzis, Alachi Yedbeis, writes, Tzitzis She'aso So'kusi Pasol. Tzitzis that were made, in other words, that were tied by a kusi, our puzzle, as it says, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, right? A kusi, here probably meaning a non-Jew, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, it's Dafka Bnei Yisrael, and not non-Bnei Yisrael, V'yasulem Tzitzis. Avalim also say Yisrael Shalom B'Kavana Kshir, but if a Jew tied Tzitzis Shalom B'Kavana, it's kosher. You don't need special kavanah to tie tzitzis. You have to tie the tzitzis. So the Kesef Mishnah writes that it's muchach, like the opinion of the Rambam, that you don't need to tie lishma, from the very din that we require a pasuk to pasul tzitzis that were made by a goy, like it says in Menachos 42a. So why do you need a pasuk that pasuls a goy if you need lishma? Anyway, the goy is not going to do it properly. You think the goy is going to do it lishma? So if you needed lishma, you wouldn't need a pasuk to pasul a goy. It would be pasul at shalom lishma. So it must be that lishma is not necessary. You have a pasuk to pasul a goy, and it's not necessary to do it lishma. And therefore, when a Jew does it, afilu shalom kavan it's kseri. You don't have to do lishem mitzvah tzitzis. Ad kan mi divrei hakesef mishnah. And so writes the Ramban in the Milchamos in the first parak of Sukkah. And there in Menachos, it says that Asan Menachotzim and Animin regard in Psula. Rashi and Tosas there explain the Gemara that in all these cases he didn't hang the tzitzis. They were just sort of jutting out the threads, and he didn't actually tie them lishma. They were there by themselves. So since the tliya wasn't done lishma, it's possible, and so writes the Rosh. So you see that the Rishonim hold that the tliya has to be lishma, the tying tzitzis has to be lishma. The Rambam in Alochiyat Aleph explains this din differently because he doesn't hold that you need to leave lishma. But the Rosh does hold that way in all these Rashi Tosas. In the Ma'adoni, Yontif, he comments on the Rosh. In Hilchos Tzitzis, that why, according to the Rosh, do you need a pasuk to pasul a goy? You, the Rosh, hold that tzitzis have to be tied lishma. Then what do you need a pasuk to pasul a goy? Anyway, a goy is not doing it lishma. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuvas and Siman Dalid writes Bipshuto that the Rosh is lishitaso, that he writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah that you can do ibud oros of tefillin and mezuzas. If a goy does it, a goy can prepare the parchment. If a Yisrael is standing there, as long as a Yisrael is standing there, the goy can prepare the parchment. And you can compare this to Gittin 23a, that by get, Omid al gabav loy mahani, because the goy, a Jew standing there isn't going to help because the goy does it, al das atzmo. Because Ibur Oros is different than get, because by get, every word, every letter needs lishma, and it takes a long time to write. Mashen can be Ibur Oros, that the Iker Maisa, which is just Nesina L'toch HaSid, that he puts the parchment in this potion, whatever he's putting it in to prepare it, whatever they call it in English, that's Zman Muat, that takes a short time. So there, it's effective if it's an Akum V'Yisrael Omid Al Gabov. So you could say the same thing about Tliyas Tzitzis. That since it's a short time, it's Mahani, B'Yisrael Omer Al Gabov, telling to do it Lishma. So it's the Rosh L'shitaso. The Kasha and the Rosh is, why don't you pass it to Pasel Agoy? Because in theory, if you have Yisrael Omer Al Gabov, it would be Kasher. Masha ain't can't, but now that you have the Pasek giving Yisrael Omer Al Gabov, isn't good. But that's the Rosh L'shitaso, that what doesn't take a very long time, that you can have done by a Goy. If Yisrael is Omer Al Gabov, unlike a get. But Ladas HaRambam, Loi Mahani Af B'Ibud Yisrael, Omer Al Gabov, the Rambam holds that Ibud, you can't do, you can't prepare the parchment even if a Jew is standing there. And therefore, why not? You see that even what takes a short amount of time, you don't expect the Goy to do it Lishma. So if the Vort was that the Goy, if a Goy could do Lishma, if you need Lishma by Tzitzis, then why do you need a Pasul Goy? It's Pashut, you don't need a Pasul to Pasul Goy. You need Lishma even by Ibud, B'Yisrael Omer Al Gabov, a Goy can't do it. The Rosh holds that Ibud, since it's a short process, Yisrael Omer Al Gabov, the Jew is standing in attempt to have Lishma, works. But, and therefore the same would apply to Tzitzis, therefore you need a pasuk to be Mamayit Goy. But according to the Rambam, that even by Ibud it's no good because the Goy is not doing Lishma. So what do you need a pasuk by Tzitzis for? It must be that Tzitzis you don't need Lishma. So Rabbi Kiveger writes, very interesting shuv in Rabbi Kiveger, that we can say that maybe the pasuk is needed. But ofen shetolon akum v'nisgayer acharkach diyaduahu Yodehu ba'atzmoy shetolon lishma. What about a case where you have a guy who was told at tzitzis and he was misgayer and he knows that he did it lishma? He knows that 6 o'clock in the afternoon he's going to the mikvah, he's going to become a Jew. So now it's 1:30 in the afternoon, he's making himself some tzitzis, he's doing it lishma. So are they kosher afterwards? Sakta Rabbi Kiveger, it's pasul midin akum. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Pasul midin akum. So we can say that that's why you need a pasuk to pasul, even though you need lishma. But maybe if a goy knows that he did it lishma, he tied it when he was a goy, and he knows it was lishma, so he can trust himself, he knows that he was lishma. In such a case, it would be kosher. Maybe that's why you need a pasuk. So maybe you really do need lishma. Kach b'tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger. Or we can say b'pashtus, a simple tziur, that somebody was misgayer, somebody converted, and he's not a kedusha yehudis, and the children were in the old kedusha kedusha, and they were growing up like kosher yidden. They were growing up like kosher yidden, and then all of a sudden it turned out that their geirus was pasul. Oy vey is mir, oy mir is vey. Their geirus was pasul. So now when they made their tzitzis, they thought they were Jewish. They were erlich yidden. Of course it was lishma. So that would be a pasuk in Afkamina. That's why I need the pasuk. That even though they're goyim, these goyim are doing it lishma, and yet it's still pasul because of the pasuk. Maybe that's why I need a pasuk. Really, maybe you do need lishma. So mechitesi the Rambam that lishma is not necessary. Maybe taka lishma is necessary, and the reason you need to be mamayit a goy is for these cases that we just, these two tziurim that we had, where he did it when he was a goy, and then he converted, or he converted, he thought he was Jewish, but he really wasn't. So really you do need lishma, and these goyim are doing it lishma. And now, like the Kesem Mishnah learned in the Rambam, that you don't need lishma, the raya is that you need a pasuk to pasul a goy. If you need lishma, you wouldn't need such a pasuk. So we could say, b'das ha-Rambam, based on a chiddush of Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, in the first parak of Hilchos Tefillin, b'das ha-Rambam. What does Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi say? That a maisa nochri isn't lishma. It's not only because of chisaron machshavto. Ela shudin mesuyim da'akum mufka meyekudin asiyas lishma. Ve'im maisa kol yichalos lishma. Ve'im b'shem aragrashas raya lezem edivere Rambam meperakim lechus kereshen lechutas v'avisuom mechal shabbos dinu kenachu b'zeh. Ve'im mishum umdena shenu choshev lishma. Mashach b'zeh alachad mumer ka'akum. V'akor shapasal akum basiyas lishma midinah. Could be, says Reb Chaim, that a goy is mufka me'ikar din l'shma. He can't do it l'shma. Even if he did it l'shma, that's not called l'shma. He can't make a chalos l'shma. And the raya is, from the third paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin Halachat Tesvav, that Yisrael is mechal Shabbos. He has a din of a goy. And therefore he can't write a get. And if the umdan is that he's not thinking l'shma, so he's mechal Shabbos. Who said he's not writing the get l'shma? It must be if we give him a goy is mufka from l'shma. And therefore it's very good. The Kesemish is very good. If you need a pasuk to be memayit a goy, it must be l'shma is not necessary. Because the second that you're saying l'shma is necessary, that's memela memayit a goy. Kizankez adavar goy l'shma. He can make a chalos l'shma. So therefore, the Rambam deduced from here that it must be, since you need a pasuk, mimayit a goy, and a goy is, if the Rambam was learning like Reb Chaim, why would the Rambam learn like Reb Chaim? Of course he would. So the Rambam is learning like Reb Chaim, a goy is a mufka from Lishma. So what do you need a pasuk, mimayit a goy? For a pasuk, he's not allowed to tie the tzitzis because he's a mufka from Lishma. So kamash malan, Lishma is not necessary, and therefore we need a pasuk to mimayit a goy. However, it's not pashut yet. Why isn't it pashut? Because mirab and agim orin avoy de zora and avchovov omud beis yom el armoy val yom el kusi, that a goy can do brismila but not a kusi. Why? A kuthian, those people who converted, was it a good conversion, not a good conversion? Machlokas in the Gemara, maybe it was only because they were afraid of the lions in Samaria. And the reason the Gemara says we have this is because Mila requires Lishma, and Akusi is Ma L'shem HaGrizim. Akusi is doing it for his idolatrous purposes. So Milas Kusi is Pasul. Milas Armoyi is Kosher. Milas Armoyi is Kosher. But Akusi is Pasul because he's being Mal. L'shem is Avodas Kochovim. Tois is there in Nitzvachim to be asked. So why is a goy kosher? The goy is a daite dinavshe ka'avid. The goy does it for his own purposes. He's also not lishma. So what's pshat that an armai is kosher? Yamal armai. I used to live for many years. I lived in the Armenian Quarter, right next to the Armenian Quarter, mamish. I had a neighbor. My window was facing his, who was in the Armenian Quarter. I lived in the Jewish Quarter, but right next to it. So maybe I could have this Armenian do my son's bris. I had three sons in the Rova when I lived there. But frek toisvis, why is an akum kosher? Adaita denav shikavat. This aramai, this guy, is doing it not lishma. If Mila requires lishma, the guy's not doing lishma. So, and for toisvis, that Mila stama lishma. And therefore it could be that it's kosher ba'akum. Mashen can beget, the stami shalav the gerishin omedes. V'chein sefer Torah tzarech shifrash asiyasa l'shma v'chein lomol ba'akum. That mila, if it's done stama, it's assumed that it's being done l'shma, so you can trust the guy. But when you need specific l'shma kavana, like by a woman, that she's lav the gerishin omedes sefer Torah, they have to be mefarash asiyah l'shma, therefore, a guy doesn't work the Russian. Nochal sefer Torah is miyashev al pidarko. That even if we say that even mila requires explicit lishma, like Tosis. Tosis says mila doesn't require explicit lishma, so a guy is okay. But the Rosh holds that even if you say that mila requires explicit lishma, nevertheless, kev in the bereg echad nases, since it's done in 1 second, it works if a guy is standing there, a Jew is standing, omid al gabov. Like Yibud Oros, like we saw earlier. Since it's a quick thing, so Yisrael Omer Agabov can give the Goy a din Lishma. He can make sure the Goy is doing it Lishma. This is so short. Now, that all works, according to the Rush. That Yisrael Omer Agabov is good for Yibud Oros, for preparing the parchment. But the Das HaRambam, they say in Portuguese, you can't say it like that. Why? Because the Rambam holds that an akum is mufkor maker din asiyah lishma, and omid al gabov doesn't help, like the Reb Chaim writes. That even the Das HaRambam, Sefer Torah is also stam lishma. Nevertheless, a goy can't do it because he's mufkor maker din lishma. So maishna milah. So that's our kasha. Our kasha is, how can we let a goy do mila? How can we let a goy do mila if he's mufka from lishma? So, sweet friends, the suspense is building, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life, then please God, I hope very much that in the next shir we will answer this kasha, and we will see more and more niflaos mitaras Hashem. Okay, so hopefully you'll stick with me, and I'll stick with you, and I thank you so much for listening, and Emirat Hashem, in the next shir we shall continue with this beautiful mahalach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.